The art of customer service is getting lost. The need for customer service is greater than ever. I don't know if people don't care, if it's falling by the wayside, but it's no longer the focus of most places. And I think the customer service kind of mixed with the knowledge and just being there for the customer. I think altogether are things you can't get anywhere else to the fullest extent you can at Midwest TV and Appliance.
Midwest TV and Appliance, you get more for your money.
Cooley Region Cooks, Thursdays from 10 to 11, we get together with people who like to have fun in the kitchen or sometimes at the invention desk, which I suppose could be over there on the edge of the kitchen. I'm not quite sure how we'll find out together. My guest is Chris Weissong, who is Bucket of Bread and More. And I'm talking off the air about his stellar career in the military, but you didn't mention anything about that's where I learned to cook, or that's where I got my my affinity to bake, or how did you get from driving a fuel truck to now representing one of the most popular bread buckets in the area?
Well, thank you for asking. That is all my mom's fault.
Oh, it is? Oh.
So growing up, mom was just like, hey, we need to make sure you learn how to cook, take care of yourself, because eventually, you know, you're going to have to do this for you.
Sure.
And I thought, well, that's pretty cool. But it really put some great memories. It got me comfortable in the kitchen. I was eventually the guy that was just always cooking the dinners. And I liked it because it was comfortable.
That's great.
And throughout the military, I was always that guy. If there was a charity event, I'd bake something and bring it somewhere.
Oh, really?
And, you know,
even though you weren't an official member of the kitchen.
Correct.
Crew, the
correct.
Staff.
That is
wow.
Correct. So that was just more on the civilian side.
Okay.
If there was a civilian organization having something, I would,
yep.
I would be a little, put something together for that. And people liked it. And down the road, one of my deployments, this is kind of a tie-in to this whole thing, is I found myself somewhere in northern Iraq around 2004 and 5, kind of doing my own thing. And I ran across these folks that were using these big tandoori ovens in the middle of nothing.
Ooh.
And next thing you know, me, I'm just going to go up and say hi. And in the best sign language and broken English together, we were able to sit down, smoke and joke for like an hour. And next thing you know, I'm making flatbreads in these big tandoori ovens with the
How
Iraqi
cool
army.
Is that? Oh,
yeah, it was
so
great.
Funny.
So they pulled me into their chow hall and sit me right down in the middle of their middle day lunch. And I'm have sort of the guest of honor with General Ali at the time was their installation commander. And it was just like a really cool random experience that I can say, you know, that ties into what I'm doing now. And what I'm doing now is with all of the memories that mom gave me connecting that military, I created a veteran-owned business called Bucket of Bread, which is these certified organic flours that I've blended and mixed together and put into these recyclable buckets. So when you get them home, you just simply add some lukewarm water. And in a couple hours, they've risen to the top of the bucket and you have a bucket of dough that'll last up to 2 weeks in your fridge and you can use it for breads and pizzas and cinnamon buns, garlic knots, breadsticks, pretzels, bagels,
wow.
Really anything you can imagine using
just
the dough
grab
for.
It out by the scoop or
you can
turn it upside down and make one gigantic loaf of bread.
That's correct. So one of the little buckets that I have, the half gallon size, the instructions, the basic ones are just grab the whole thing, throw it in the oven for half an hour. You could get as fancy as you want with it if you want to form it and score it and all that stuff. But really the basic is just get it in the oven and bake it.
Right. A big boulet on a cookie sheet.
There you go. That's right.
Blob of bread and it turns into something delicious.
And it's like a nice farmhouse style loaf of bread that has no preservatives, fats, oils, dairies, eggs, or sugars. And it just tastes good and people like it.
Well, then everybody else can call themselves a baker when you've done all the really hard work.
Yeah. The hard work is really just having this idea and getting it into your hands.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You're right up the alley of my mom. Who would say, sure, I made this. This is homemade. I made it after somebody else did all the home hard work in their home. Then I made it. So she'll take half the credit for your very hard work. That's
but you can
great.
Take all the credit when you use my product.
Well, that's and lots of different breads. You start with one, I'm sure, and now you've got a bunch.
Well, the dough types that I have now are the three basics is what I was trying to go for until I can get a little bit bigger and expand. But I've got what I call traditional white, a hearty wheat, and a seven grains.
Ooh, I like that seven grain. Yeah. And then at some point, maybe sourdough or pumpernickel.
I probably won't do the sourdough just because, you know, that would incorporate a starter from the yeasts around me and all of that. But to really
more complicated.
Yeah. So I would really look at more like I want to do a rye and then ancient grains. And I'm also really wanting to in the future do a double zero so that you just have the most perfect of pizza doughs.
Pizza dough. Now you're really talking.
Even though this one is a great pizza dough, it's I think a double zero would really knock it into the stellar land.
The next level.
That's right.
That's cool. Has it been fun?
It has been nothing more than fun. This has just been a fun and wild adventure. You know, there's things I didn't expect to do that I have done, like, you know, could you fix my makeup? I was sweating a little bit. You know, I've never experienced that really before, you know, when somebody's got you on film.
Sure, and things. Sure.
So there's some adventures coming up that I'm excited. I just am beyond myself on how this has just been a blast and how it's doing good. Because when I first thought of let's make this happen, it just was a 3 a.m. thought. And I was like, all right, August 2020, 3 a.m. thought, let me write this down. And then through the Small Business Development Center, UWL, and connecting to the Cooley Region Business Center, they have an incubator area there, and then renovating the space and getting licensed with the county and insured and everything like that, it just snowballed into what it's slowly developed into as of now. And I think it's going to go pretty far.
Yeah, I can't imagine that it wouldn't, but I don't know. It seems to me, correct me if I'm wrong, of course, that you did this backwards. You didn't spend years working for a baker in a kitchen in New York City and went to school and have a degree in baking. And that you, it sounds like you did the business part and then the science part and then the baking part.
Well, I think with having done this myself for years,
but not officially. Just as a guy.
Yeah. So I thought, you know, I'm a retired military guy now. We ain't got much more time. We got to get going here. So I was like, okay, let me take what I've got and run some tests and seeing if people like it. So that's when I started. It was just very.
You were still in the military?
No.
Oh, okay.
But when I did I was like, okay, let me do a little market here, a little market there, and see what the results are. Because I like it. Do they like it? And the results were great feedback. So I thought to get a little bigger and expand it there and tell more people. And now I ship nationwide.
Do you? Wow. That's what were some of the comments that you got way back at the beginning?
Oh, that I have reinvented the bread making process. And I thought that was kind of crazy because awesome. I didn't think I did that.
Yeah. Well, and if all you have to do is pour a little water, warm water in that bucket and then go away, come back in a couple of hours, then throw it in an already hot oven. That's pretty much in taking all the hard work out of anybody's ability to bake bread.
Yeah. Or whatever, like I said, whatever you'd like to make with it.
Yeah. You can,
2-3 days later, make some cinnamon buns, grab a handful, throw a little flatbread on your griddle. Whatever you can think of. I have a bunch of different methods and recipes that I've put together on the website. I'm trying to, on the 1st and 15th, put out a little newsletter that always has a little addition to that archive. So some of them are pretty cool. Some of them are kind of last second bombs, but it's all a test. And all I'm trying to do is really encourage people to reach deep down, grab that, you know, inner creativity, that inner baker, and really just have fun with it. Get an experience, bring in the kids, do something with your spouse, really anything you can do to get yourself in the kitchen and do something great that you're proud of and want to share.
Right. Well, and all the messy part is done by you in your kitchen, because all I have to do is add water, let it rise, then call the kids and say, what do you guys want to make?
That's it.
The dough is ready to go. You want to make a whole bunch of little things. You want to make rolls, dinner rolls, or slider sandwich buns, or,
you know, fun things for the kids is just sprinkle down on the countertop a little bit of seasoning, whatever you pick the seasoning.
Sure.
And then pretend you're five and make Play-Doh snakes and then bake them till they're crunchy or even, you know, soft bread sticks.
Right.
But, you know, they love that.
That's cool. And they're involved. And pretty soon when you're thinking, man, I'm really old, I'd love to retire, one of those kids that you taught how to make pretzel sticks or a dough snakes is going to be in touch and say, you know, if you ever need any help, I would love to be a part of what you did for me when I learned how to bake.
And full circle, you know, taking that message that mom delivered to me, I get to spread that on to
Others
that they can then spread it onto theirs.
Your mom and my dad were the same person, because he told me back when I was in high school and was still trying to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. He just said, I'm not trying to steer you in any direction, but remember two things out there in the real world. Two things will always be in need. You always need to eat, and you'll always want a cocktail. So learn how to cook or learn how to make a really good cocktail, and you'll always have a job, because there's always somebody out there who wishes they knew how to make a perfect martini or a Manhattan or a whatever, or a loaf of bread that tastes really, really good. Bucket of Bread, how do we get it? I know we're going to do this again, but in a minute. How do we find out more about Bucket
of
Bread?
The best thing to do is just go to the bucketofbread.com website. All those little social media icons are right up there in the header. You can click them, follow them, like them, and share them. And it's an easy order process right through the website.
Bucketofbread.com. Cool. We'll be right back. Whether you're a seasoned chef or just starting your culinary journey, Coulee Region Cooks is your new podcast resource. Discover new techniques and hear from local culinary heroes who are mastering the art of the kitchen. Join us every Thursday morning at 10 on WIZM. Stream your favorite cooking tips, local chef interviews, and mouthwatering recipes on the WIZM app, or find us on your favorite podcast platform. Stay updated and engaged by following us on Facebook, too. Coulee Region Cooks, brought to you by Midwest TV and Appliance. Coulee Region Cooks, Thursdays at 10, we get together with people who like to have fun in the kitchen. And while that is the example of my guest today, Chris Weissong, who is an Army vet, retired, and now the inventor. The inventor, can I say that?
I always say founder, but I like inventor.
The inventor, me too. Founder is so businesslike, and you are definitely less founder and more inventor of Bucket of Bread. Bucket of Bread and More, which I think takes all of the messy part, the scary part, out of being a baker. And bucketofbread.com is the place to go if you want to check it out before I mention it again. All right. So where were we? Oh, yeah. Going to the website and getting a bucket of bread for me. But then I also want to get a bucket of bread to the Hunger Task Force or Salvation Army or something. I can buy a bucket that comes to me, and then another bucket goes to a charitable organization, right?
You can totally buy a bucket for yourself, but there is that mission behind Bucket of Bread, and that is to help with food insecurity in various regions. Right now, Hunger Task Force for the Coulee region, you can go to the website, $10, you can have a bucket sent to them that'll be distributed to a family in need.
Sure.
And hopefully help them overcome some of the fears of cooking for themselves and overcome some of the food insecurities that they might be facing.
Right. Well, and if there was ever a way to get over being afraid to cook in the kitchen, this has got to be one of the simplest things. A little bit of water, a hot oven, and to eat fresh bread. I mean, that's only two steps: water, heat, eat.
Yeah, it's super easy to do. And I like to call it the next best thing since sliced bread.
Yeah. Well, the slicing part, that's always been a thing for me. My dad, way back in the day, owned a couple of stores called Kitchen Stuff. He sold toys, kitchen toys. And I always thought it was hilarious when he would say, because I'm left-handed, and he called me, honey, I got a new invention. It's a left-handed bagel slicer. It's also a right-handed bagel slicer, but I didn't figure that out till I started to use it. Hey, Dad, what? Because everybody has a really hard time slicing a bagel exactly in half. I've always had a hard time slicing a whole loaf of bread. Sandwich, crooked. How come it's thick on this end and skinny on that end? So practicing would always be a fun thing to do. So you can make sandwiches.
You can totally make sandwiches with
how cool is that?
Whatever you decide to use the dough for.
One giant loaf, or make a whole bunch of little ones. What about seasoning? If I have the bucket, the traditional, or maybe the 7 grains, but the traditional white with a little garlic or with a little cheddar, and suddenly you have not just plain white bread. Now you've got really fun seasoned bread. Does that work?
Oh, it totally does. There's, like I said, on the website, there's a recipe section. It's where I kind of introduce different ways to use the doughs. And some of them are, some of them you're adding things to the dough. Maybe you're adding some cheddar and some herbs or something that just changes it from a plain old bit of bread to something that's just a little bit more wow, but really get the creativity going and then hopefully you're launching yourself into doing more and more in the kitchen.
Well, and even if these are the 1/2 gallon buckets, is that correct?
That is correct.
You know, just grab a handful and make it basic, then another handful and make that one garlic cheddar and another handful with different seasoning and then bring them to your family at dinner time and figure out, okay, you guys, here's 3 different choices. Which one do you like? Because I'll buy a big bucket the next time.
There you go.
How fun is that?
It is super fun.
Yeah. I love that idea. And so now that you've got 3 basic breads, they come in a half gallon and in a gallon bucket?
So for the bucket sizes, inside a 1/2 gallon bucket, you'll have a little yeast packet and a little flour component packet.
Okay.
And when you combine those, that's your 1/2 gallon.
Okay.
And inside the large one, it's basically double that. You'd have bags and 2 bags.
Got it.
So you could go all out and make up to 4 pounds of dough in that big gallon bucket,
cool.
Or you could just make 1/2 at a time.
Well, and if you're going to Thanksgiving or Christmas or something, all 4 of those loaves and then give them away.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. You know, I would give them to my mom and then let her tell everybody else she made these. These are homemade. She used to do that with, there's a baker. She lived in Michigan and there was a famous medium-sized bakery in Michigan, very famous for their dinner rolls. And she would buy their already baked dinner rolls. They were just little tiny dinner rolls, put them in a paper. She learned this from somebody, melt some butter and some garlic seasoning, pour that into a paper bag, then pour the little dough, the bread, which is cooked basically, into the paper bag, shake them up, put them back in the aluminum pan that they came in, put them in the oven, warm them up. They look like, they taste like, everybody thinks they are homemade garlic buns that you made for Thanksgiving. Fran, your buns are so good. I thought you hated to cook. Oh, I do, but you guys are so special. I made these special every year for Thanksgiving just for you. And all she did was melt butter and warm them up in the oven because somebody else did all the hard work. Somebody like you. She'd have loved that. She absolutely would have loved that.
Well, I'll do the work and you have the fun. That's another way to look at it.
How do you decide what's next? Are you looking at different sizes or different flavors or how do you grow? Because it's bucket of bread and more.
Well, the and more really is more along the lines of, I like to say in every bucket, it's a good deed in every bucket.
Sure.
So when you use bucket of bread, at least 10% of any of the profits that are generated are earmarked to go to charities that are combating hunger and fighting food insecurity.
Sure. Awesome.
Along with the way you can send a bucket directly to them. But that's the mostly the and more part. As far as future, again, yeah, I would love to get some rye out there, some 00, an ancient grains. There's some other things I want to do, like make more of a biscuit style stuff.
Sure.
I personally make a pretty mean biscuit and gravy. So when I make those from scratch, people really love those.
Biscuit in a bucket.
Biscuit in a bucket.
Yeah, something. I don't know. I have to ask, I'm showing my ignorance in baking. What is 00?
So that's just basically it's your white flour, but really, really finely ground. So that's just going to give you a wonderful, smooth texture. And people that make pizzas with that really seem to like those.
So 00 flour is what you use for pizza crust and certain kinds of bread?
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking for the future. Right now, what I have for the traditional white and even the wheat and the 7-grain people like to use for pizzas as well.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I probably would because
I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Very rarely. And I talk about it on this program all the time. Just because the seasoning says Greek or pizza, I'm using it on bread. It has nothing to do with Greek or pizza. It's just really good when I shake a bunch of this into the raw dough, cook it, throw in some cheddar, and call it really good. Bakeries
really good.
Who have figured out how to make cheese bread that has cheese all the way through the entire loaf, not all at the bottom, or in glumps around with holes of no cheese, Those are the folks you really want to follow around. They have experimented like crazy, and their families eaten mediocre cheese bread forever. And of course, in one of these days, I'll talk, maybe when you're looking for ideas and on your website, you're going to ask, what should I do next? You should do a bucket of tortillas. Flour that can turn into tortillas, because I make a really good tortilla as long as what you want to make out of it is, why are you laughing, Courtney? It tastes delicious. You just can't roll it up. If it isn't going to be a quesadilla, in my case, you aren't going to like it, because my really good tortillas break in half when you try to roll them up. Luckily, we're out of time before either of you can pile on. We are Cooley Region Cooking on WIZM, and do every Thursday. You want to come on and have some fun in the kitchen? Real easy to do. Get in touch with me, Mike@WIZMnews.com. Mike@WIZM, that's my personal business email, or CooleyCooks@WIZMnews.com. Cooley Cooks, that one goes to Courtney. So if you want to talk to the brains of the operation, send an email to CooleyCooks@WIZMnews.com, and she'll hook you up with a date and give you all the fun stuff. Me, if you send it to me, I'll just try to schmooze you into knowing that we're just fooling around for an hour. And what Courtney told you was going to be, is it like that?
Oh, yeah. This is great. I'm honored to be here.
Oh,
thanks for the invite.
What, did you give him $10 or something? He's honored to be here. We're Cooley Region Cooking, and we will be right back. Cooks, Thursdays, 10 to 11. We have fun in the kitchen. And boy, has there ever been a time? My guest is Chris Weisong, who is Bucket of Bread and More. Was there ever a time it wasn't fun in the kitchen for you? Did you ever scratch your head and say, what the heck am I doing? Was there a failure?
I think everybody's had that moment when they've made something or they've tried to make something and it just completely bombs or sets off the fire alarm or whatnot. And then you end up ordering out.
That sounds like my story, me and my baking experience. Well, but we got to talk about the experimentation when you start with something basic. And you mentioned before the fact that you could link to other people who are doing fun things with your bucket of bread.
So what I like to do on the website is have a little recipe section, and I always trying to add to it or a way to use it or something different.
Sure.
And one of the things I always put at the end of those little recipes is that, hey, if you're interested, grab a bucket, start making something with it. Have the pictures and the steps. We'll write it up as a recipe that you've created. We'll name it after you, your business, your special cause, and link back to it. We'll have a write-up in it so the Google algorithms like it. And linking that from my website to yours and vice versa, we've got that backlink connection that the Googles seem to like.
They like that,
they
sure.
They do like that. And then we get to have some fun together, and it's a simple way to just kind of have some additional marketing done for you or
right.
Your small business.
Well, and then you find out that people buy your bucket of bread, take it home, get out their turkey injector, and squirt. I don't know who would do that. Well, yes, I do. It started injecting different seasonings into a basic bread recipe, then bake it, sometimes just in the oven, sometimes in a bread machine, and end up with a fabulous, I don't know if this is going to work or not. Oh, yeah, it did work. This is awesome. Now I'll take credit for it because no one died. I'm going to let this guy know how easy it was. And suddenly you've got all kinds of people experimenting.
Yeah, and then we're scratching each other's backs and Everybody's having fun. And people are in the kitchen doing things themselves and enjoying The benefit of eating it.
Right. Yeah, well, that's the real key is when you're done, you get to eat it. Even if it's ugly, it's still going to be delicious, right?
That's right.
You got to do the cleaning up, but that's okay too, because you make a mess, you clean it up, then you start working on how can I do this where it doesn't make a mess? And, and start working on the new method of baking that fresh loaf of bread.
That's it.
How delish. I love that idea. And various seasonings, whether it's a turkey baster or just a sprinkle or a rub. I wondered about that sometimes with the cheddar bread, with garlic cheddar. If you just mix the cheddar, shredded cheddar in the dough and then just rub the outside of the bread with garlic seasoning or garlic salt or garlic essence. I wonder if that would work.
Some of those breadsticks that I was talking about, when you put the seasonings down, some of those like barbecue rubs, even for like for the meat, you can even use some of that because they have, you know, some crystallization from the sugars that melt into that, if it has that. But the flavors that you put into it are just up to you.
Yeah.
You can, instead of using water, even let's use a beer. You know, how creative do you want to get with it? You know, make
totally
a beer bread.
Creative. Are you kidding? Because I made the first loaf and it came out great. Everybody loved it. So now what are you going to do? Now I got a beer bread. I got a Greek bread. I got Italian bread. I got
milk bread.
Yeah. I got whatever I got. I don't know. You think about something at work, you get home and realize I don't have those ingredients. All right, well, something else.
You know, and if you are home in the Cooley region area, you can always go online to the bucketofbread.com website, click in for an order, and there is a local pickup option. If you need it super desperately right then and there, there's an 800 number. You call it, and 9 times out of 10, I actually pick up the phone myself. So, I try to make it an accommodate to people that want to come to the Bucket of Bread World headquarters there at the Cooley Region Business Center. And those buckets are there ready for you in just a quick jiffy.
How long has Bucket of Bread's been around?
So August 23rd of 2020 is when I had the idea and launched it into the governmental LLC registration process.
All the paperwork and blah, blah.
And by May of 2021, I was at the locations licensed and insured to where I could start testing my idea in real world with people and see if they liked it as much as I did. So that then came through, and just here in November, I kind of changed up the process, introduced the half gallon bucket size, and was able to create that bag system that hopefully is opening up future doors for co-packing capabilities, retail spaces.
Being more flexible is everybody. When anybody says, hey, this is great, but could you make them smaller? Could you put them in a bag? I have a million buckets and I don't know what to do with them anymore.
I listen.
Can I just buy all the stuff? Yeah. And the answer to all those questions is absolutely.
Yeah. I totally listen to the feedback and I'm trying to fine tune this as we go, because really the bigger I can make this that's bigger than me as a person, the more good in the world it's going to do. And that's the whole reason and the why behind Bucket of Bread is let's help.
Who was, do you still have the name and phone number of the first person who gave you money for a bucket of bread? The first person you sold to?
I do.
Yes, I knew that. I know you've got the first dollar on the wall, but do you have the smiling customer who gave you that first dollar?
Yes.
Are they still customers?
Well, that was more of I guess you could say they were helping.
They were guinea pigs.
Oh,
no, Chris, a total stranger. When you were at the farmer's market in 2022 and total stranger said, hey, this looks like a pretty good idea. What's the story?
I have the Google review.
There you go. Okay. And when was that?
That was
ballpark.
Been,
I mean, I don't know. What year?
June of 2021, maybe.
All right. So you're barely open and you're already getting reviews from people who said, hey, you know what? This is pretty cool. I really like this. I'm not even a relative, and I still like it.
Yeah, one of the coolest things that happened was within a few months of opening up the idea into a business was somebody from my past was like, hey, we're having a food drive. Can I get 3 pallets? And that
three
was like, holy
pallets.
Cow, how am I going to do this? So, I mix all of this stuff by hand and everything.
Yeah.
And measuring everything out to the gram. And it was just like a really cool feeling because the food drive was able to raise, I think it was $9,000 split between the 3 pantry areas,
awesome.
The food banks here
in the
region.
Well, and that's a huge part of your business is not only making pallets and tongues happy around the Cooley region, around the country, but also helping food pantries around the country feed people in that community that have a need.
Yeah, like I said, the bigger I can get Bucket of Bread, the bigger of an impact it'll help.
That's awesome.
For people.
And on your website, you said, I know you have a feedback thing. Do you hear from people who are using turkey basters to infuse or sprinkling barbecue sauce, rolling their breadsticks in a powder, you know, in a dry seasoning, that kind of thing? You get that kind of impact?
Yeah, there was a lady reached out from the La Crescent area. She's like, hey, I found you. I'm so happy I did. And keep these recipes coming through the newsletter because I need some of this. She wanted to make the pretzel bites for the Super Bowl.
Oh, sure, sure.
So she's like, I need them. I'm coming to pick them up. And so it was nice to get feedback from people that are like, I really want your stuff.
That's awesome. Well, clearly they're not relatives or you don't owe them money. And that's why they want your stuff. They like your stuff and are willing to pay for it. That's got to be success. Keeping the doors open, making people happy, making contributions to food pantries around the country. Who is your furthest away customer?
So the furthest I have shipped a bucket is through a military APO. There was a colonel who I had served with in the past.
In Germany?
And he had it sent to Germany.
Yeah.
And I was like, holy cow, this worked out great, because shipping wise at the time, you know, it's when you ship to an APO address through the post office, it's not that expensive. And I was able to get a bucket all the way out there. It made its way there in about a week and a half. And he said it worked out great.
Did you hear back from him?
He loved it.
Oh, that's
and he's
awesome.
He's buying more.
Oh, that's even more awesome. That's the best part. It was so good. I want more. Oh, that's
great. No, you know, I'm competing against German bakeries with that stuff.
So well, and they're local.
That's right.
Yours is coming all the way from America. Theirs is coming from down the street. Must be different enough and fun enough that, wow, this bucket, that little logo, that guy on the bucket, he's kind of cute. And 7 grains, it came from America. All I have to do is add water, give it a little stir, come back in a couple of hours, throw it in the oven. It bakes its own weird shape. One of those round, what do you call that? I don't know. It's a round loaf and it's delicious. And I'm going to have that.
Yeah. His name is Bob.
Oh, Bob?
Bucket
Bob
of the bread.
I should have guessed. Bob, the bucket of bread. I don't know what to go with. I don't know where to go with that. That's Bob, the bucket of bread. You must wake up in the middle of the night with a pad of paper next to your this stuff down.
The stuff does make it to the paper. I'd say that though 90% of my ideas just kind of the next morning are like, what the heck was I thinking?
What were you thinking? And, well, as long as you can remember it so you can give it a try.
Yeah.
That's the cool thing. All right, we'll take another break. We've got one more segment. Is that correct? All right. Well, let's talk about what might be next, how people can get in touch with Bucket of Bread, the website address, where they go to get recipes, and where they go to tell to share with you their experiences, because somebody else might be waking up in the middle of the night with an even more exciting recipe that they want to share with you. We're Cooley Region Cooking, and we'll be right back. Cooley Region Cooks, Thursdays 10 to 11. I'm Mike Hayes. I host the program. You're the guest. Anytime you'd like to be on, CooleyCooks@WIZMnews.com. I got the thumbs up from the boss. Courtney says, you even did the address right, Mike. CooleyCooks@WIZMnews.com. Let us know that you're interested in coming in and having some fun in the kitchen. Is it what you expect? Chris Weisong, who is Bucket of Breads and More, is our guest. Is it what you thought it was going to be when you came on, when you agreed being stiff-armed to coming onto the program?
Well,
is it what you thought?
I was tickled pink just to get an email that said, hey, we found you through somebody recommending. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, that's really cool that somebody thought enough
We've
about
had
me to-
your bread. Want to come talk about it?
Heck yeah, I would. And yeah, this is a great venue just to like reach out and talk to other people that are interested in cooking, baking, doing something fun in the kitchen.
An entrepreneurial business too, yikes.
Yeah, that's you know, an adventure. I call it a business adventure because it's just, it's got so many ups and downs and, you know, there's really no in-betweens.
And you are expanding.
Yeah,
I mean, trying to
get
getting out there, more and more people familiar with what Bucket of Breads is.
I have one retail location that is a great partner to have with myself being a veteran and a veteran-owned business. You can get Bucket of Bread right from the gift shop at the Madison Veterans, Wisconsin Veterans Museum.
Oh, cool.
There in Madison. So that's a huge little step for a little guy like me to just say, hey,
it all helps.
It out. Yeah.
Because at some point you'll be telling people, contact my people. Well, yeah, because I'm busy right now. I'm meeting with the king and queen of someplace. They want to serve my bread to everybody in their royal family, or I don't know, higher up the ladder, because you got a great product. You've been involved with helping the community even way back when you were only helping a small portion of the community with a little bit of bread. Now you're helping a gigantic part of the community with tons and tons of bread. And it all started with some weird dream in the middle of the night when you were in a foxhole someplace in Germany, dodging bombs and bullets when you were delivering fuel as a as an army brat. Is that about it? That's kind of it. And started having these weird dreams. You know, I'm in the army. I thought I was going to Germany where it's going to be safe. I'm in Iraq now. What am I going to do? Then suddenly you have these weird dreams. I know what I'll do. I met those guys over there. They taught me how to bake bread in that gigantic tandoori oven. This is going to be a thing. And sure as heck, here it is.
Here we go. We have a bucket of bread. We can do some things with it.
We talked way early because I was really hoping that you've already got one. You don't, in development. The next best thing to making floppy tortillas, how do you decide what you want to make next?
That's very sporadic.
Is it?
Because, you know, I'm pulled in so many different directions being the one guy shop. And really, it's like, all right, I have a handful of things that I've seen and looked at. I want to work on and play with and develop myself and give it my special twist too. So a lot of the times, you know, I'll make three or four different things to prepare for this newsletter or the recipe pile. And, you know, half of them don't work. And I'm like, oh, no, what do I do? So that's why.
I wonder, do you ever put any of those failures on and say, hey, I was trying to develop this and it didn't work? Any of you guys tried to do this? Because maybe you tried it and it didn't work.
I have some that were like not so good.
Yeah.
But they still made the list because, you know, it still tasted good. It still had a look to it. And really, it's for the house. It's fun. You know, and I might label it as an experiment or something like that.
It was still a tortilla. It was just not a roller upper.
So, one of the things I'd like to do in May is kind of how can I take these buckets and turn them into some homemade tortillas, you know, because we got Cinco de Mayo and things like that coming up. So give people a little bit of a way to use it. For the theme of the current
whatever
time.
Whatever it happens to be, whether it's Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, like beignets in February.
Right, right.
Those turned out great, by the way.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they were yummy.
A little cinnamon, a little sugar.
Oh, I even made some with some chocolate-filled ones.
Oh, yum.
Those were really nice.
I'll bet they were delish. Yeah. And you love to be the experimenter, too.
Oh, yeah, that was
always made a list. Who wants to try it? Oh, there's no one here but me. Okay.
So a lot of times... as I'm at that Cooley Region Business Center where there's a whole lot of other businesses. And
oh, are there? You walk down the hallway.
I'll walk down the hallway and go, knock, knock. Yeah. You guys want to eat this?
Want to be a guinea pig? Let me know what you think.
Yeah, so there's some happy people usually when they get a little.
Well, and they have to be honest, right? That it's really hard. I know they're thinking, be nice to this guy or he won't bring us any more treats. But you want to have that. You want to have that honest response to, I tasted it. It tasted pretty good, but
usually when I give away the stuff to the folks that I've made, I've already, you know, made it for the recipe. I've taken the pictures and I've tasted it. And I know that, oh yeah, they're going to like
this. This is going to work.
Yeah. So,
all right. So you don't take any guinea pig stuff down the hallway.
No, no.
What do you think of
this stuff? If it totally bombs and fails, it's either going to sadly get put
in. Well, but where does it go? How do you know? Are you the only one? You're the person who decides it bombs. You just taste it and say, this is horrible, and throw it away.
If I mess something up that bad.
But you don't have a mom or a brother or a cousin or family members that love you anyway, who are willing to taste this and give you an honest review of this is delicious, but.
I'm pretty good at assessing that myself right up
yourself?
The bat.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
Just because I got to get things going.
Tongue.
I got to get things going and push it out the and publish it, you know?
Yeah. Well, the only reason I ask is because with cheese and with chocolate, two of my absolute favorite ingredients, if I made everything based on my favorite cheese, the audience would be small because extra sharp cheddar or a really sharp, like a Danish blue cheese, two of my faves. And not a lot of people like blue cheese. Yeah, but I got 8 million pounds of, you know, now you're going to have to eat all that yourself.
You know, but those that do. Are going
right.
to love you for it.
Absolutely. Well, and that's why.
You know, one of the failures, I guess, for most people, but I thought it tasted okay, was, you know, there was something way back when I first started where the theme of the season or whatever, I think in Spain, they were celebrating anchovies. So I'm like, okay, well, let's make some anchovy rolls.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I had these like anchovies sticking out of it and it was like drizzled and stuff. And
oh, yum.
I thought they were yummy. But, you know, I knew that.
Scary looking?
Oh, yeah, they were scary
looking.
I'm
not eating a thing that has a fish tail. Sticking out.
But, you know, I'm trying to like, like I said, I really would like people to get creative, whatever that is, experiment.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to fail because that's how you learn.
Well, and you need to redevelop some of your military friendships, because I'll bet there are some military guys stationed in Spain that would love to eat some Spanish anchovy bread made by a guy that my uncle's uncle used to serve with. Now he's a baker back in Wisconsin, and he sent me this bucket, and I can get anchovies, and this is pretty awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, if they go to the website, there's a bucket with their name on it. All they got to do is click order.
I'm telling you, that would really be fun to be able to find those people who are around the world looking for a way to make their special occasion even more special using your bucket of bread.
You know, I just shot a bucket out to Arizona the other day. Somebody had seen something that I'd posted, and I'd served with them back in 2012. And next thing you know, we're communicating, and he wants three of these buckets, and he got it. And as soon as he got it, he mixed it up and threw some of the dough that he had made right on the griddle before he could even let it rise, and just threw a quick flatbread together and gobbled it down and said it was the best thing he's ever eaten.
Really?
And I was like, holy smokes. You know,
and it was kind of a mistake.
And it was still kind of a mistake.
That's crazy. And that turned out to be awesome.
That's right.
Turned out to be awesome. Bucketofbreads.com.
Bucketofbread.com.
Right. And you'll find Bucket of Bread. You'll find Bob, the bucket. Spent a lot of time working on that name. And Bucket of Bread and more. And ways to buy it now, ways to share it, recipes to share, the newsletter, sign up for the newsletter. A ton of ways to make your time in the kitchen baking bread even more fun. And benefit all those very special organizations that you would like to be able to help out. For $10. Holy cow. That's awesome. Did I get it all covered?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, send a bucket to the Hunger Task Force for $10. A little more expensive to Fort Leavenworth or Tampa or Madison, just because there's shipping involved. But
sure.
It's a flat fee. We'll shoot it out that way and take care of it.
I don't have any friends at Fort Leavenworth, so I'll probably just send two buckets to the Hunger Task Force.
Beautiful.
There you go. Cooley Region Cooks every Thursday, 10 to 11. Did I get it all covered? I don't want to get in trouble. Chris Weissong is bucketofbreads.com. And my guest, did you have fun?
Oh, this is great to be here. Thank
you
so much.
Come back and do it again sometime?
I would gladly come back and talk to you all.
Up end of summer now, we're really pushing it, but we'll take it. At least it's later this year. I don't have to wait till we get a 2025 calendar. So at least we'll get you back on here probably this summer.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll have a lot of follow-ups for you with some of the stuff and irons in the fire that you get to experience.
Irons in the fire. He's a baker all the time. Yes, I saw what you did there. We're Cooley Region Cooking, and we'll do it again next Thursday right here on WIZM. Hey, you can find all the past episodes of Cooley Region Cooks on the WIZM app or wherever you stream podcasts. Also, hey, don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Cooley Region Cooks. Reach out to us at CooleyCooks@WIZMnews.com.